From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says his talks Thursday with officials in Mexico City were productive and forward-looking.
We reaffirmed our close cooperation on economic and commercial issues such as energy, legal migration, security, educational exchanges, and people-to-people ties.
Tillerson spoke to reporters alongside his Mexican counterpart, Luis Videgaray, who said the two sides have notorious differences, but they can best be solved through dialogue. Iraq said Thursday its forces had taken the airport at Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Iraqis launched a new bid to retake the western areas of Iraq's second-largest city on Sunday. They are backed by U.S. forces. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, met in Geneva Thursday with a Syrian government delegation and with members of the opposition. He says he will hold bilateral meetings Friday to plan a new round of peace talks, looking for a solution to the Syrian civil war. Syria's warring parties last met in Geneva nearly 9 months ago. That round of talks broke down because of repeated violations of the ceasefire agreement. He acknowledged that the successful resumption of negotiations hinges largely on the warring parties abiding by the current ceasefire. The U.S. State Department is calling for China to change its approach toward the South China Sea. A State Department spokeswoman called on China and other territory claimants in the sea to refrain from construction of new facilities, militarization of disputed features, and future land reclamation. The U.S. is calling on all claimants to resolve disputes peacefully. U.S. President Donald Trump met Thursday with the chief executives of some of the country's biggest manufacturers. The president praised their efforts to add jobs to the U.S. The Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC, has gotten underway near Washington. A speech by President Donald Trump on Friday is expected to be the highlight of this year's conference. Top Trump adviser Kellyanne Conway told the gathering that the president has swung a lot of conservatives over to his side, even though he hasn't always aligned with their beliefs. She described the Donald Trump she knows.
Most of the strength and the leadership skills and the decisiveness, the resoluteness that I think this country was craving from its president, from a leader, is the same in public as it is in private. I find him to be very kind and generous. I find him to have a great sense of humor.
CPAC leader Matt Schlapp says he sees little bit more of a populist strain running through the event this year, with Mr. Trump serving as the driving force. A new CBS News public opinion poll indicates that Americans put immigration at the top of their list of problems that are most important for the government to address. The economy and jobs comes in second, and health care comes in third. The poll finds most Americans think the government should do more to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. do not pose a risk to the country's security. But 6 in 10 Americans support a program for illegal immigrants already in the U.S. to obtain citizenship. The World Health Organization reports depression is increasing worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Health Organization reports more than 300 million people, or more than 4% of the global population, were living with depression in 2015. The report finds prevalence rates for depression peak among older adults, affecting 2% more women between the ages of 55 and 74 than men. Across all age groups, however, the report notes depression is 1.5 times more common among females than males. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Authorities in Gambia have arrested the former head of the National Intelligence Agency, which has been accused of systematic human rights abuses while it was under control of ousted former president Yahya Jammeh. Officials said Yakuba Badije and 8 other NIA employees were arrested Monday. No specific charges were listed. Bosnia is asking the United Nations top court to reconsider its 2007 decision to clear Serbia of charges of genocide during the Bosnian War. Bakir Izetbegovic, a member of Bosnia's three-part presidency, made the request Thursday to the International Court of Justice. The request was made despite direct opposition from within the presidency. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.